Yeah, big time, big time. I want to be fucking, dude. I think I want to be Jamaican. I still want to be white. I was just thinking about this before we started. I saw another Chet Hanks video. And I thought, man, he seems like his life's doing pretty good. I mean, I know his dad's super rich and he has a, like an easy ass life. And so that's probably contributes to his level of happiness. But just white Jamaican guys seem like they're doing pretty good. Just who's the guy? The guy that raps. He's like a white guy and he raps about how he leaves the pussy red or something.
Macklemore?
Seems like he's fucking crushing it. Huh?
Macklemore?
Macklemore. yeah. Macklemore. Jamaican Macklemore. Yeah, I really wanted to. Really want to make that transition, and I feel like it's not like doing Ave, you know what I mean? People, mm-hmm. Pat
yeah,
Thomas
oh yeah,
like
yeah,
white people too, you know?
Yeah,
I think Thomas, you can weigh in on this. You got fucking island
yeah,
blood.
It's kind of like being Cajun.
Yeah, know? Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like it doesn't make you. You're not appropriating anything. Because it's a gross thing that you're doing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. It's just by, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It's, that's, you know, some people don't know how to talk right. And that's okay.
Yeah.
They're still learning. You know what I mean?
They're learning well into their mid, like, 50s and 60s.
Yeah, I wonder if there's any Cajun people in, like, Massachusetts and they don't fit in their whole life and then they go.
Yeah, they did a Tom Cruise somersault off the train. Down to Louisiana and just made a life for themselves somewhere.
Yeah.
I always, whenever, like, this happens, like, once every few months where a video of a white person from the South, and I don't mean, like, from, like, you know, Houston, or I'm talking, like, Mississippi or whatever, like, deep Louisiana South. The video goes viral and they're, like, at a restaurant or something. They're, like, on the bus and they're, like, yeah, this is my favorite type of shit right here. This is etouffee. This is my favorite. And all the comments are like, wow. When you start talking like that, and I immediately have to be like, dude, there's just like below Missouri, half the white guys just talk like that. Like when I go to New York and I use, like, you'll come across a white dude who's just got the sickest fade you've ever seen in your life.
Yeah.
His shit's just edged up beyond belief.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, yeah, it's not fucking. And you're like, oh, yeah. That's what we got those down here. You know what I mean? It's like an adopted thing. It's just like, man, this guy just was born with the drip. You can't hate him. Does he say the N-word? Maybe. Maybe. You know,
Mike, did you ever want to be a black guy growing up?
Went through a couple of phases. I definitely went through like a Guido phase in college where I was like lifting weights and using spray tan and wearing polo shirts.
Did you ever pop the collar?
I don't think I ever popped the collar, but I went to my friend's. I had this friend who was from like Dominica, and he had this. His dad knew this barber, and we like went to his barber, and this guy spent maybe like an hour and a half on my hair, just like giving me a line and like blending the sideburns down into like a little pencil thin beard and
beautiful
mustache. Yeah. It's probably the best haircut I've ever gotten.
It's awesome when you sit down somewhere and you don't, like, give them any instruction. They give you the most popular guy hair. In Austin, the most popular haircut for, like, 10 years was the Hitler Youth, like, Cristiano Ronaldo, like, just the fade up top and then, like, the long side swoop. And if you sat down, like, there's a place called Birds here in Austin, and they, like, serve you beer while you're getting your haircut. It's, like, $50 for, like, a 10-minute haircut.
Yeah,
it's just, but they have a monopoly on all the haircut places.
Mm-hmm.
And you sit down and you're like, yeah, I just want to trim. And then you just leave looking like, fucking Himmler. There's no.
Yeah,
they're like, hey, how does that look? And you're like, I look like a European rapist.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want this, but every man in this city has this right now from like 2011 to like, honestly, like maybe a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's the New York version. You get the, like, I work at AT&T and beat my girlfriend, like, pencil, like, connecting the sideburns to the chin strap. That's sick.
Yeah, it was great. It definitely, like, wasn't me. Like, it wasn't right for me, but I was like, this is one of the best haircuts I've ever gotten.
I like how you're like, hey, man, I'm not, this isn't, but hey, you did a great job.
Yeah.
I am mad about this.
Yeah.
But it is a sick cut.
Yeah. I was like, I look Puerto Rican and I'll just pretend I'm Puerto Rican for like a couple weeks until it grows.
Yeah.
Until it grows.
Yeah.
In.
Yeah. The pencil connector is sick because that.
Yeah.
Doing
makes
that.
You like your Ave Lincoln.
You having that, like, I feel like it makes you walk different. I have no way of knowing because I don't have facial hair. I couldn't do it even if I wanted to. But I would love to see Thomas. I'd love to see you get one and just see if anything changes about you. You know what I mean? Just see if you start moving different.
I start leaning back when I drive.
Yeah.
Just a little bit.
Yeah, you start talking a little slower. The dickies get a little baggier.
Fuck. Yeah, yeah.
And I hate to say I think that was the only time I got a good haircut at a black barbershop because I've gone a few more times, and it's like they always kind of cut your hair into like a square shape. You know?
Yeah, it helps if you don't, you know, throw a rock through the window.
Yeah, sure.
I get what you mean, Mike.
Yeah. Yeah, that's...
All right. You're right.
Hey. Hey, motherfucker. Yeah.
Now, who wants to cut my hair?
Yeah. Yeah, it helps if you're not goose-stepping into the fucking bobby shop.
Sure.
It was the same in Houston where it's like when I would go back home to visit family, I think it was a major city thing. I don't know. I feel there was a pretty good chunk of time where every major city was just giving guys, if you wanted short hair and you didn't specify otherwise, you just got the Hitler Youth.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the white barbershops. But one time I went to a Hispanic, a place by my house in my old house in South Houston. And I was probably like 19 and they just edged my shit up. They didn't know.
Nice.
They shaved my head and they started to do it. And I was like, just shave it, man. I don't need to have my shit edged up. But having that as your default go-to is so sick.
Yeah.
Your haircut options are fucking Third Reich, leading Schutzstaffel, or just tall T, I work at National Tire and Battery.
Yeah.
You know, child support. So on and so forth.
Yeah.
White guys who want to be black always smell so good, too.
That's a good point, man. Yeah.
No, they got that smell good on them.
I
was at the Toyota dealership last year, and I almost leaned in and, got a whiff of a dude's neck, because he looked like Paul Wall, but, mm-hmm. He was basically Paul Wall. I couldn't even think of a difference. It was essentially Paul Wall.
Yeah.
Just if he had a $200 grill instead of $200,000. But yeah, I respect that demographic a lot. I feel like they do a lot of good in the body shop community, you know,
mm-hmm.
and in the AutoZone community. They hold it down, you know. They breed a lot of pit bulls. So they do, you know, that's got to be a net positive, right?
Yeah. They at least from where I'm from, they love to get married to really mean and really big Latino women. I think they need that. And I don't mean that to be rude, oh, that's not nice to say about those ladies. No,
because they're all fat doesn't mean you can say that.
No, I mean they specifically, these guys get in a lot of trouble, especially in their younger days. So they need 180 pound, 4'11" like Guatemalan wife. You know what I mean? They have to have it. Of course they love her and they'll do anything. They'll work 60 hours at Jiffy Lube to make it work. But they need the corazón. They need the fucking they need the anger, because otherwise they're like rabid dogs. They would just run the streets.
They marry the women who are always returning groceries at CVS.
Like the fruit.
I got stuck behind this lady for fucking 30 minutes the other day because she was returning three different kinds of shampoo, and then she was also buying six cases of Coke Zero. I'm gonna fucking blow you up, dude. It's so annoying. I'm glad you got the fucking $13 back. I know you're gonna spend all that money on fucking Coke Zero.
Does that mean she tried the shampoo?
I don't know. I didn't ask her.
Yeah.
But it was tough. It was tough.
Yeah.
And also somehow at that Walgreens, there was no ability to scan anything. So they were typing this woman's everything one letter at a time. All
beautiful.
Her address and everything. And I was just thinking, man, I think I would rather publicly kill myself than return shampoo. If I don't like a shampoo, I'll just throw it away.
Yeah.
And I don't have money. I don't want to go back.
Well, it's the time it takes you to go back to the store, and you know,
you could be
on your grind set in that time.
Yeah,
it's a wasted potential, wasted energy, wasted fucking.
Like $13, I can make that in 2 hours.
Yeah, exactly.
I love,
and it's going to take 2.5 to walk to the CVS.
Yeah.
Getting married to a lady that just like has to throw stuff at you so you don't like eat Xanax and like eat too many hot dogs is really. I think I was really drastically close to probably being that. I think, personally speaking, I can't speak for you guys, but just having to have almost like a. Like a guard dog, but not protecting me from things, really just from, you know, like wearing big-ass T-shirts, punching holes in the wall, stuff like that. Yeah. Shit like that.
Dude, getting dumped by a girl and then she gets really fat, no offense, is so... You're like, wow, like, it's crazy just, like, how things work out sometimes. Like, you know, I'm not saying, like, there's nothing wrong with it, but, like, when you look back and you're like, dude, that, like... It's almost like when Seth MacFarlane talks about, like, yeah, I was supposed to be on that plane, you know what I mean? It's like, damn, like, if I was on that plane, you know, and we'd go down, you know, our side would probably tip over first, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But if we go down, we go down, but I wasn't there.
You might miss
that
the tower on
God
the first try.
For me. Yeah, yeah.
Being counterbalanced. I really, there was like, there's like only so many, I feel like, types of white dude you can be.
That's a good point.
Yeah, like having, there's a critical moment, I feel like, in every young man's life where you're like, all right, am I going to be like Wigger?
Mm-hmm.
Am I going to be like, am I going to read like a book?
Yeah.
You know, am I going to be into like movies, you know, like, am I going to be into, you know, or am I going to be like a serial killer?
Right.
You know, am
right.
I going to be like a really bad person?
Yeah, you try on different identities.
Yeah, for sure. And it starts around the time I feel like that you start jacking off.
Okay.
I don't know. This is not necessarily my own personal experience. I feel like I had a conversation with my roommates where I was like, have you ever like pretended to be into something because a girl that you like want to have sex with is into it? And they're like, yeah, like in high school. And I was like, okay, yeah. So it's not like a girl's like, I really like fucking Across the Universe and the Beatles. I think both of those things suck. But I remember being like, dude, Paul is awesome. And Ringo, gotta love him, dude. And fucking John Lennon. And what, the other one? They're all my best friends.
Do you think there's any like late in life wiggers? Like someone realizes they're a wigger when they're like 55?
Those guys, to me,
you wait till your kids are out of the house.
Yeah.
like in the same way certain couples join like sex clubs, like you start walking with a limp a little bit. Yeah.
Or like, what's that show Transparent where like Jeffrey Tambor realizes that he's a woman when he's like older? But what if we did that show, but it's just like the dad realizes he's a wigger.
He starts listening to like Wu-Tang Clan and shit. And
yeah.
Like,
yeah, all of a sudden there's like spinners on the Cadillac, and they're like, what?
Yeah.
Spinners on the van, yeah, the fucking King Ranch. I feel like old, like the...
All of a sudden his smoke detectors start going off.
Yeah. Like, yo, this has been who I am my whole life.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, they go to Thanksgiving, he's like, I know y'all like candied yams. And they're like, what?
Yeah. Yo, yeah,
he starts actually barbecuing well for the first time in his life.
Son comes back from college and he's like, yo, there's Henny in the fridge. And you're like, what? Dad, you were always a Bud Light guy. I don't understand. That'd be pretty cool.
Dad, are we going to the beach this summer? The beach? No.
Hell no. Yeah, that's awesome. I think because of the age, like any... At the
guy who starts being scared of dogs in his 50s.
That's really funny. That's like, who you got to worry about when you take your when you take your dog out in public. I remember one time I took my dog to Home Depot and this older employee got very nervous. He was like, "Sir, I don't do too well with dogs."
I
because this one rapes people.
Yeah.
I like what that implies. Like you, like that guy doesn't have. He has personal grievances.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like I don't. I just don't. We don't get along. You know, it's not.
Yeah,
it's not his fault.
Yeah,
they just make me violent. I like killing them. Mm-hmm. The idea of like a Gen X older boomer guy, I guess because rap wasn't around. Like there was rap, mm-hmm. but it was like, you know, putting on my shoes and taking a bus and then smoking some funny stuff with my friends. The closest thing I could say to like a boomer wigger would probably be like the Steely Dan guy. You know what I mean? Like the mm-hmm. one that's left, Donald Fagen.
Mm-hmm.
Like you are like a profoundly like kind of a New York cool beatnik Jewish guy and you're like, I'm just going to make, like, funk, you
yeah.
know, pop. But had he been alive, like, had he been my age, I would have loved to see what kind of trap music he could have made. What kind yeah. of experimental trap metal.
Yeah. There's a... Most of the types of white guy kind of suck, too.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, you want to be like a blue-collar guy who loves his job?
Right.
Or like a blue-collar guy who hates his job?
Right.
Or, like, a blue-collar guy who, like, he really cares about, like, one, like NASCAR or something, you know? Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, yeah, I really like fucking, I make model airplanes or something.
Right.
It's like, that's stupid.
Right.
That's fucking, fuck you.
You can be blue-collar, white-collar, or you can be a Civil War reenactor. Those are, like, the three choices.
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like the best, like, if you want to be a good dad, you have to be, like, one of the boring guys. Like, you have to be a model plane guy.
Yeah, I think I agree.
Or, like, a reenactor, because all of my dad's friends were funny,
uh-huh.
and they had great stories, and they were fun to party with, but they were also terrible fathers and terrible husbands and huge pieces of shit.
Mm-hmm.
And all my friends that had really good dads, their parents were still married,
mm-hmm.
their dads spoke, like, two words a month.
Yeah.
And then they were really into, like, woodworking. And they were okay. like, oh, thank you. You can have as much lemonade as you want.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you want to, like, be, like, worth a fuck, I feel like it's important to just be as, like, bland as humanly possible.
I think that's a good point, because for me right now, like, it feels like doing anything fun would be kind of silly, you know? Like, staying out past yeah. 11 would just be a silly thing for me to do.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's like, you're like, nah, that's not, what am I?
Yeah.
What am I, a young stallion?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right, right. I'm like, I don't want to get, like, raped.
Yeah, I got to protect. I got to protect me. I got to look out for me.
Yeah.
Having any sort of like under. Yeah. Having any hobby that could be even be perceived as cool past a certain age. Thomas and I have joked about this before, where it's like, oh, you're getting into photography at 48.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's cool. You should always chase your dreams. But there's certain ones that carry with it. Like a connotation, you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. you're getting into like burlesque at like, you know, like at 53, you're getting, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. What, like there's something weird going on?
Yeah, like it's born out of like not necessarily arrested development, but like, yeah, maybe to the point of the like the guy who wants to be a cool wigger guy. Like, oh, I want to be a guy who takes pictures of girls in the bathtub. You know what I mean?
Right,
but like
right,
cool
right.
boudoir. You
right,
know, I want
right,
to do
right.
boudoir.
Right.
Some guy who's like, you know what? I just want to take pictures of kids.
Yeah.
Everybody's like, everybody's not really paying attention. They're like, that's good, Jeff. It's good to have hobbies.
Yeah. Yeah, I really want to take. I've been thinking about taking pictures of schools. You know what I mean? Just.
Oh, dude. I remember I had a coworker at this warehouse I worked at, and he was from Honduras or something, and he barely spoke, but, like, we were chill. He would, like, tell me about his big-ass vape mods and stuff he would get, and he was, like, 50. And one time I looked over his shoulder at lunch, and he had just Googled, he had, like, Googled in Spanish, like, hot guy in bathing suit or something. And he was just looking at like he was just scrolling through Google Images looking at like pictures of guys' abs
okay.
and stuff. And it made me laugh so much later because I was just thinking about like he's like that's like a level one gay guy. You're like looking at, you're like Googling Brad Pitt and like
yeah.
kissing your computer.
Yeah.
You're like, man. You're just looking at really hot guys and you'd be like, these guys are actually really hot.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Like, there's no taste. Like he would probably only fuck a guy if he was wearing a Speedo. You know what I mean? Like
right.
he does not even fully developed gay brain.
A level one gay, like the same way when you start watching porn and you're Googling like boob, you know, like like stock photo bikini girl or whatever the fuck. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Was this guy like older or was he like?
Yeah, he was older and he was not. It was. I think he also was married to a woman, but it's like I don't care.
Yeah. Who gives a shit? Yeah.
I don't care whatever he's got going on. Yeah. You know? It's not illegal to look at a picture of a guy in a swimsuit. I've done it before. Not under those circumstances, you know what I mean? But maybe he was, you know, maybe he was looking at swimsuits. You know what I mean? But he was on Google Images definitely looking at
you say maybe he was trying to maybe he was trying to treat himself to like a new bathing suit.
Yeah, I like that.
he just saw himself in all of it.
He wanted to get in shape.
A really nice bathing suit.
Yeah. It's time to buy myself a new Speedo.
Yeah. Thomas, I'm trying to get in shape. I want to, like, he wants to just get a six pack, so he just has like 18 pictures of guys' abs and like butts saved to his fucking phone.
Yeah, he wanted one of their haircuts so he could show that picture to the barber.
Man, that fucking
last time I got a haircut, I felt weird because I showed the lady, I got my haircut at JCPenney, and I showed the lady at the salon a few pictures of Johnny Depp.
Okay,
dude, but it was like old. It was like old, like recent Johnny Depp, like how he got a haircut recently or whatever. And I was just like, yeah, I want to look like this. He has like missing teeth. He has like
coked out of his head. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like the head. It like shows the headline. We're like, yeah, he hit her.
The fucking I did that with one of the bad guys from Point Break like 10 years ago. I went to the barber, and there's a moment where, at least for me, I was like, am I about to show another man a picture of another man and tell this man
that I want to look like
that man? Yeah, yeah. Like, it's such a – and I was like, yes, because I don't know the haircut words. I don't know any – I don't want to taper – I don't know any of the words are.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I just want to look like that guy. And the dude would just kind of, like, nodded his head and was like, all right, we'll do our best. And that little comment, I was like, yeah, there's other things that this guy has. He has, like – like bone structure, he has like white teeth,
right.
You know, he has like piercing blue eyes, you know, like cheekbones and things like that. I don't have any of that shit.
Yeah, I had never thought to show a barber a picture till last time I got a haircut. My girlfriend was like, "Oh, well, what pictures are you gonna show her?" And I was like, I'm not gonna show her pictures. You know, what the hell? What do you want me to take a picture of my penis show to the barber or something? I don't know what that means. Anyway, but so and then I realized why I've never had a good haircut before is I would just go in and be like, yeah, just cut some of it off.
You know? Same, dude. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And then I'm like, this is not what I had roughly envisioned in my head and not even been sure.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I hadn't really been sure what I wanted, but I wanted to look sexy is what I knew.
Well, yeah. Like all the old pictures of me from when I first moved to Austin, I have a Hitler Youth haircut from like 2012 to like 2014. Do. And it was just because I would sit down and I'd be like, same. I'd be like, I just want a haircut. And they're like, what do you want? And I'm like, just a little, just to cut it. And they're like, okay, all right, we'll wing it. And then I would just walk out being like, I look like Richard Spencer. Like, I don't look cool. This looks cool on, like, Messi, you know? This looks cool on Conor McGregor because they're in shape and they have cool tattoos and they have millions of dollars. It doesn't look cool on just, like, a guy who, like, bartends. And looks like me. You know what I mean? Like, I don't have anything that would, accentuate that style, I guess is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But that's okay. It's not bad. It is what it is.
I've been looking a lot of stuff like medieval type haircuts.
Okay.
Like,
okay.
I've been thinking about getting, like maybe, like, flat bangs across here or something. And then, like, just also a bob. For the rest of it.
Like a Farquhar, like from Shrek type deal?
I just think it would be funny. The last time I got a bob, it was pretty funny because the lady straightened it. So I looked like Antoine Chigurh.
Oh, I remember you sent me a picture. Yeah.
That was nice.
You should, next time you go get a haircut, just show them a picture of Jeffrey Dahmer. Just like, can you make me look like you make me look like Ted Bundy?
Yeah. I go to the black barber and I show him a picture of me with lipstick on.
Can you make
I
me
want to look like this. Look like it's a picture from earlier that day.
Clearly wearing the same shirt, like in your car.
Same.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I want to look like this. It's a picture of me kissing my dad. Sorry, that's me and my dad kissing. Sorry,
yeah.
They're like, do you have anything from the front?
Yeah, I'm photoshopped with the barber's penis in my mouth. Can I look like this, please?
They're like, I need to see the front of your head. It's you blowing your dad. Your dad took the photo.
Yeah, it's just a package of you getting railed out.
You and doggy stuff. Yeah, just taking back shots, like arched fully.
Yeah, it's a video.
Oh my god!
Do you need another? Do you need another photo, or is this good? I gave you three photos.
Yeah, one last one with you cum all over your face.
It's like a 4.5 minute video. He's just like holding this, like your speakers on 100, just fucking. Yeah,
the walls are shaking.
You're like, can you wash my eyebrows too?
Yeah. Oh my god! Yeah, that was fucking. Ah, man. Yeah, I don't know why, but there is kind of a... I guess I do know why. All the tech guys, I guess, here look the same. Mm-hmm. And I think that's just, like, in any city with, like, a big tech, you know? Like, I've told... Every time Thomas and I have done a live show in, like, a major city, especially Austin, mm-hmm. a guy will come up to me and be like, hey, dude, it's fucking Poop Hitler, you know, from Twitter. Uh-huh. And I go, oh, but he's wearing like a Columbia, like puffy jacket. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like a puffy, like tech guy jacket. And he's got like the high, like the samurai knot. And I'm like, dude, you have to just tell me your real name.
Yeah.
Like there's no way, like that doesn't click for me.
Right.
I can't imagine a guy who is in group DMs called like racist chat or whatever. Like you need to have like a wife beater on that's covered in blood and shit.
Yeah.
You can't have your life together.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, it'll like throw
Mike,
you.
Mike, you see any crazy stuff lately?
Me?
Yeah. Yeah, you.
Not really. I've seen a couple like dead rats on the street, I guess. They're like little. Mm. And what have I not much. People act like New York is like the crime's out of control, but it's really I don't think it's like that bad. I haven't seen anything that crazy.
Yeah, the only damn crime up there is the price of the lattes.
The price of the lattes, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's like, is it true that I feel like I see pictures all the time of like, because I know NYPD, they have like everybody works like 80 hours of overtime and they just play Candy Crush on their phones.
Yeah.
That's the idea I get from the internet, at least.
Yeah.
That there's been like an increase of police presence.
There's a lot of cops on the subway now. Yeah. They just kind of stand around. Yeah.
That's awesome.
And then there's like, there's like fare evader people that like they stand on the other side of the subway to make sure that you like pay your fare. But I saw one and like this kid like jumped a turnstile and the guy just like yelled at him and like called him broke. And he was like, yeah, you're a broke bitch. You ain't got no money. He's like, this is my job. I got a job and you don't. You're a broke piece of shit. And like that's awesome. It. Nothing happens to you. You just get. Yeah. If that guy's really into his job, you get yelled at.
When I was last in New York, there was this homeless guy who was yelling at the ticket lady down in the subway, mm-hmm. and she was like, you know, oh, it's fucking $5, you know, mm-hmm. or whatever. And he was like, shut up, bitch. Like, he was arguing with her, and then I just hear him, like, raise his voice 3 octaves. He's like, shut up, bitch. I'm done talking to you. Big, like, homeless black guy, and he had, like, it almost looked like the shawl that the Taliban wear. It was, like, wrapped around his neck and then his back. He looked like the Book of Eli, like Denzel Washington. He looked sick.
Yeah,
and she was like, oh, you know, and he's like, oh, shut up, bitch. And she's like, excuse me? And he goes, you're going to find out who I am today. And then she just, like, shuts the window or whatever. And I was like, I'm about to watch this guy, like, stab this lady. And she hits this button, and he's just, like, yelling, like, fucking spitting at the window, like, I'm going to come in there, and I'm going to beat the dog shit out of you, blah, 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 blah. And at one point, he starts to walk back up the stairs, and he pulled, like, an Assassin's Creed move. It was the coolest shit I've ever seen. Hmm. Two NYPD cops walk right past him, stop, walk towards him again. I'm like, oh, they're going to get his ass, man. I don't want to watch this. And they go, hey, you seen that? You seen somebody causing trouble down here? And the guy was like, oh, he went that way. Like Looney Tunes. Like, the two cops, like, ran down the other set of the stairs, and he just got away. And I was like, that's so badass.
Yeah.
Like, he did the blending move from the fucking Assassin's Creed games. Just to avoid, I don't know, you know, being tased or whatever the fuck.
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah.
You got to root for
them. It's crazy he could outsmart
What?
New York City cops.
Wait, what?
I said it's crazy he could outsmart them.
Yeah.
You think they're just hiring anybody? No.
Yeah.
No, you want to join that force, you got to get on that treadmill. You got some Sherlock Holmes on that force.
18-minute mile, you got to do 20 push-ups. You fucking...
Yeah, they have to... Their training center is in the M&M store.
It's like KB Toys. It's like,
yeah, you have to guess the color of M&M based on the taste. The blind taste test.
You have to have, like, a certain amount of Candy Crush points on your fucking iPhone 10.
Yeah, you have to... Yeah, you save up your Olive Garden reward points to get an NYPD badge.
I don't know, obviously, but... Whenever you like the, I pulled up the. Talked about this on the show before.
You have to arrest the green M&M for prostitution.
Yeah.
It's just like that. You have a personal, unexplained vendetta against the brown M&M.
Yeah.
You just don't. You can't put your finger on him. You're like, I don't know.
Yeah.
The red one's fine. The yellow one.
Yeah.
He's okay. The green one, but that brown one.
The green M&M says that she needs to go to the women's prison because she identifies.
Yeah.
Did they? What was the big hubbub about that? They put
it
like
was
red
like,
shoe?
Yeah, it was like she was sexy, and then they made her unsexy. They gave her like sneakers.
That's right. Yeah. They gave her like black Air Force Ones or something. I don't remember.
They got rid of the green the green wall of M&M pussy at the M&M store
because
it used to be able to fuck the. They used to have like these like a strobing. Fleshlight type
right.
things hooked up to a car battery, and you could bang the hell out of them.
Just suck you dry.
And they would when you came, it would just go into the wall, and it had a vacuum type thing where it cleaned it, and it smelled like real pussy too.
Right. And then they went woke.
It was awesome.
And then they went woke.
Yeah, then they went woke, and it turned into a guy's butt.
Yeah.
And you had to do a land acknowledgement before you could get in.
Yeah, I'm on Algonquin land at the M&M store before you could fuck the mail in.
Yeah, you could give your kids $20 and you could go upstairs to fuck the green M&M's pussy.
Just like an old like union fucking longshoreman in New York. You used to be able to go in the store and fuck the green M&M's pussy.
Yeah.
And now you gotta fuck the yellow one.
You used to be able to put its toes in your mouth while you fucked it, and you could spit in its ass too, and you could get blowjobs from it. You could suck on its tits.
We used to be,
and now you gotta suck on a guy's tits when you go to the M&M store, and they don't even tell you until you start doing it.
We used to be a real fucking city with balls. We used to be a real fucking city.
Now you can only fuck the orange
the
crispy
M&M. M&M still,
yeah.
Come on, what's wrong with me?
The fucking what did they took? Yeah, they made her like less makeup, which like
they gave her like tennis shoes.
Yeah,
she's talking.
Everybody
now.
Flipped out.
There's just a little bit of the peanut hanging out of the yellow M&M's like ball sack area. It's like, oh, I gotta put it back. Oh, yeah, that won't fuck. The
when
shit
they
that,
changed
people. No, go ahead.
Oh, when they changed Mr. Potato Head, my mother-in-law like rushed to the store and got us like a Mr. Potato Head because
like,
they changed
when
it
they
to,
made him like when they made him like not non-binary or
not when they
the
made
fuck.
Him like not gen- now it's just Potato Head. It's not Mr. Potato.
So
Head.
She was like, "I need to get the Mister. It's got to. We got to get that. That's so awesome.
He got Aunt Jemima'd. Oh my god,
dude, my mom." That was her. That was her M&M, dude. That's I. She was like, it still says on the bottle, tastes like Aunt Jemima, but it says Pearl on it. So I went and got two bottles of Aunt Jemima, and they just sat in the pantry for like 6 months as like collector's items.
Mm-hmm.
It was like.
You used to be able to fuck the real Aunt Jemima at the store. She was there. And you could scissor with her.
She carried.
And you could wear her bonnet.
You could wear her. Yeah, you could. They would let you dress up like her and do whatever the fuck you want. She has like a. In her glove compartment, Mike, she has a syrup dispenser that her great grand. I don't know why it's in her car.
Yeah.
I was digging around there to find
Well, you never know. You never know. Yeah, you get a crave.
You get hungry, you get some pancakes going. She had a minstrel show syrup dispenser from like 1922.
Okay.
And I'm just looking for an iPhone. I dig in her like a, you know, center console or whatever, and I pull it out, and I was like, dude, it's a big fat, like, just painted black, like shoe polish, you know, big red lips, big white bonnet, the whole nine yards. And I was like, hey, you got some splaining to do.
Yeah.
She was like, I know, but it's your great grandma's, it's your great granny's, and it's an heirloom. And I was like, that's awesome. I'm glad that you have like a family heirloom. This doesn't need to be in a car. Like, it serves no utility. Also, come on. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I bet you'd love it if I painted it white. Would that be less racist?
Yeah.
I bet. They should start doing like racist cartoons for white people.
Explain.
It's the same thing, but just with white skin.
Okay. Like just normal cartoons, like Courage the Cowardly Dog is white or whatever.
Or like, you know, I didn't really think about it, but you know, something the viewers at home can
fill in the blank.
Concept they can play with if they'd like, you know. Yeah. But
Do you find that like are you like typically at odds? Like anytime there is like a bullshit culture war thing like in the news, like do your parents like go, do they fall for it every time, or is it just like it depends on the severity of the thing?
I think we just try not to really talk about it, you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
No, I feel you.
I yelled at my dad Christmas Eve because he brought up Israel stuff. And and I was like, I hate this family. And I left the house and I went to the liquor store. I said, I hate this fucking family.
That's so awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
I'm
going to
be 40
know,
in like 3 years.
No, I think that's totally acceptable because there's two acceptable. When people are like, no, you got to challenge your family and you've got to educate them.
Right, right.
That shit's stupid. There's two, to me, acceptable responses.
It is stupid.
Sitting through it, gritting your teeth and going, I only got to see you cocksuckers one fucking time a year and I'm going home. Or what you did where you're like, hey, everybody, you've made my night suck. I'm going to make it worse.
Right.
Let's go. I'm going to get some Crown Royal. We're going to fucking fist fight in the air or whatever the fuck.
Right.
But being like, whenever I see the long manic screed, the threads on Twitter, they're like, it's up to you to tell your 88-year-old grandma about fucking trans rights. It's like, dude, she barely knows how to read.
I know, it's just such a losing battle.
Yeah. You want me to explain like gender theory and Marxism to my grandma who like was functionally illiterate, like in the Texas Panhandle, like killing chickens with her hands and shit. Mm-hmm. She doesn't know what the fuck's going on.
But also, the idea that Donald Trump might go to jail because he loves us too much and loves this country is like such an amazing. It's such an amazing story. Like, So the stuff that they believe is like. So I'm like, I don't want to take that away from you.
No, that's how I am with my dad was like. Before he died, like, I don't know why. He was like an apolitical conspiracy theory guy. You know, like, oh, it's a fucking dog and pony show, you know, brother. Mm-hmm. This shit don't matter. Mm-hmm. And then right before he died, he got really into Trump and, like, QAnon. But I think it was, like, because he loves conspiracy theories. It just so happened to be that one. My mom, she's that way where she's, like, part of me is, like, none of this stuff you believe is real. But also, who am I to be, like...
Yeah.
You know, like, if you believe that this guy is, like, going to prostrate himself in front of the court and, like, basically crucify himself for us to be able to be free and go to the beach, then I can't. I feel evil being like, no.
Of course.
It's not that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I was wrong about January 6th. It was it was cool.
I think so, too.
At first I was, like, honestly, like, kind of gay. But now I, you know, as I've matured, as I've gotten older and wiser, I've gone, you know, it was funny from the beginning.
Yes, it's hilarious.
It was never not funny, but I go, you know, maybe they didn't kill everybody, but if I went in there, I probably wouldn't kill everybody either.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And they pretty much, I don't want to say they completely got away with it, because people did go to prison, but people went to prison for like... a couple years, for the most part, I think.
Yeah.
And, like, that sucks. It sucks to go to prison. But...
You got to be a part of something.
I know guys who have robbed liquor stores and gone to prison.
Yeah, for longer.
Or, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's not that big of a deal. I think if you rob a liquor store once, it should be like a brownie point system. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, if you rob 10 liquor stores, you got to go to jail.
It does.
You know.
It does suck with that, that, like, I honestly thought it was going to be worse. I was like, damn, this hasn't happened in, like, 100. This is, I was like, holy shit, you know. And then the more that came out about it, you're like, oh, like, half the people there were federal informants. Mm-hmm. The other half, like, were used car salesmen. Like, they, you know what I mean? Like, there wasn't, I didn't feel the passion of a genuine, the way that Democrats talk about it, you know what I mean? Where it's like, I wish it was that, because that would have been way cooler and funnier. Like, imagine a guy in a Rascal scooter upping a fucking AR on you and killing you at your job with your Secret Service.
Right.
Like, you get got in a civil war by a dude who has gout. That's sick.
You'd have instead to laugh at it, yeah.
Yeah, but instead it's just they were taking, like, pictures for Instagram and, like, their Facebook groups, which still very funny, but I think I wanted more blood, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, I think if the Democrats were to stage something like that, you know, just due to the current political landscape where we are, you know, in the socioeconomic, stage mm-hmm. of this country, they would probably end up leaving pretty early when they found out there wasn't a Starbucks. What do you guys think about that one?
I think you're right on the money, big dog. I think, I think you fucking nail on the head, baby boy. Yeah. I think that personally, you know, liberals want to do January 6th. They're going to have to, you know, put the phone down for a second. You know what I mean? They're going to have to.
Yeah.
Right. Have Stop to maybe going on TikTok.
Yeah.
They would be running around there looking for an outlet to charge their phones with. Probably.
Just a guy, like, in the Buffalo thing, but just, like, very desperately with an iPad, like, watching Subway Surfers and, like, fucking Live Leak gore videos.
Yeah.
I love how they keep blaming shit on, like, millennials. Like, that, like, that is still the, like, dude, I'm 30. How old are you, like, 36?
36, yeah.
Yeah. So it's like, bro, I'm lazy for sure, you know. You got you kids and your blah, blah, blah. Dude, I'm old, man. You know what I mean? Like, it's, you know, this doesn't apply to me. And then, but like the people they're talking about, I guess Gen Z or my brother's generation, it's like, same people. It doesn't really matter, you know.
I guess they think we're kids because we keep taking so many L's.
Yeah. We can't get a house of a home, you know.
Yeah.
Working like two or three jobs just to fucking, yeah.
Yeah, last time I checked, boomers didn't come up with Skibidi Toilet. Yeah. So I think we're still winning.
That's my 3-year-old's favorite video. That's my 3-year-old's favorite video. Yeah, he loves it.
Nice. Yeah.
I feel like people are getting a little too, like, hot under the collar. They're like, oh, these kids are going to be so fucked up. Here's what they watch all day. Because, like, I don't know. Like, I was around I came of age with the internet in a way where when the Taliban would drop a beheading video, I immediately saw it. You know what I mean? Like, I just, you know, like on dial-up internet, you're like, oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So I feel it. And I feel like I'm mostly fine.
Yeah, but at least it was probably like an 11-minute video that, like, had kind of a narrative to it, you know? It wasn't
true.
Like
that's true.
Short videos of
it. Like, short bites of gore and, like, hardcore pornography. Yeah, that's – you make a very good point, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, there was more of a story.
There's a story. There's characters. Pornhub got outlawed here, but before they did, they debuted this new thing called Shorties, where it's like TikTok, but just for porn.
Okay.
It's like 15 to 20 second. Like, anyway, I was going to say, like, anybody who's...
And it's only kids on there, right. Which is interesting, too. It's like kind of a new thing.
It's like
sucking off my dad. It's like a 30 second.
Y'all doing the TikTok AI voice? Yeah. Having sex with a dog. Anybody watching that, sitting there and scrolling on that, I feel like needs to be put down.
Sure.
Like, there's no, you know, there's no hope left.
Yeah, I think it's good to cut back on that stuff. You know, I'm not like a you know, purist about some of that, but you know what I mean. It's like when I think about like how much time is spent by the average young guy, just like or any age guy, just fucking dick hard, just looking for the fucking. That gym, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's tough.
Yeah.
It's a tough life. Instead, what I like to do is I eat. I've been eating a lot, and I get really fucked. I just eat a lot of shit in my car, and I throw up a lot. So I'm kind of finding out what it means to be a man, you know.
Nice.
Me and Thomas have joked a lot about, like, what would you rather have your son come to you with and be like, Dad, I'm really struggling. Like your son comes to you, and, like, you've noticed he's been losing weight. Skin's kind of pale. He's a little gaunt. You know, he's always broke. His allowance, you know, whatever. And he's like, Dad, I think I have, a pill problem. And you're like, we'll work through this together, buddy. Like, it runs in the family. I love you. Versus your son coming up to you and, like, his eyes bloodshot red, same pale skin. Fucking, he's like, Dad, I think I'm addicted to jacking off. Like, I feel like I would have more shame for the latter than the former. You know what I mean? At least.
Yeah, then how do you help? How do you help him with the...
Yeah,
with that?
Yeah, exactly.
Like chastity cage, you know?
Yeah. Like, at least with the drugs, it's, like, kind of romantic to some degree. Like, artists are drug addicts, you know?
You're like... Buddy, should we go to Dave and Buster's?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're like, son, I know it. I know that, you know, right now jacking off is important to you. And it was for me when I was your age. I feel like, you know, to hold each other accountable, we should send each other videos of when we do jack off. Send me a video of you doing it. Every time you come, I want to see a video of it. And every time I come and your mom, I'll send you a video too. Does that sound good?
It's like when you're dead.
Dad, it's really been helping me. Every time I send you a video of me coming, I get a video of cum dripping down my mom's legs. So it's helped me stop. And also sometimes of the cum on my mom's mouth and on her boobs. So thank you. Thank you, Father, for helping me not jack off so much. And also... It's also taught me that my loads are going to get a lot bigger when I fully kick this habit, because your loads are huge and they always fill up mom's pussy so much. Thank you.
I love you, son.
I love you.
The fucking
give me a hug. And they're both, they both stand up. They're both rock hard.
Rock solid dick out. I think fucking and your dad catches you smoking and he makes you smoke like a whole carton.
Yeah,
this is like jacking off to like 3 gigabytes of your mom getting fucked.
Well, that's what you do. You get a gallon of milk and you empty it. You make him fill the gallon of milk,
and son. You don't
let him eat until that empty milk gallon's full.
No son of mine's gonna be gooning alone in his fucking room. Don't come out of there till that fucking milk jug's completely full.
Yeah,
yeah, the dangers of being a father.
Hey, do they have pills now that make you like ejaculate more? Isn't that a thing?
So I learned this through a friend of mine who went to my college, and she did porn, and she said that there is, and it just like makes it, doesn't produce more sperm, it produces more semen. So the loads are like very clear, but there's like a fuck ton of load.
Okay.
And I was like, oh damn, that's crazy. Like,
yeah.
Is that, you know, why? And she's like, oh, it's the, you know, it's for the people or whatever. And I'm like, that is,
right.
You know what I mean? But yes,
yeah, that's always been my problem.
Too much load, or
is it? Yeah, my penis works just fine, and I last honestly like just as long as I want to. And like everybody's having a good time the whole time.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like I, like my hips never lock up or anything. Mm-hmm. I never start thinking about anything and just go to bed in the middle of it. You know. Uh-huh. But whenever I bust, I want it to be like a cup, at least, you know what I mean? Because that's what women want.
Yeah, right.
Women want
a lot of goo.
Their duvet cover ruined
forever. They want to do more laundry when you come over to the house.
Yeah. Yeah, they want you to have to bring 2 towels over.
The way that you can
that
make
would
cookies,
be kind of cool to, yeah. That would be cool to shoot like a quarter cup worth of, you know?
Dude, I would just stand in my backyard, you know, smoking a cig, just letting them fly, seeing, you know, see if I can hit the tree.
This
or whatever.
Is it old Looney
you
know? Tunes, ping, like hitting fucking like brass spittoons in the
vine. Dude, homeless guys would be invincible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Subway is fucking, you come in there, it looks like a fucking Jackson Pollock painting every morning.
Like it's blue and red and like green.
Yeah.
Very nice. I want mine to have shapes. It would be cool to like have a like a cube. Mm-hmm. You know, or like a star, or like a fucking horseshoe, you know?
Like to be able to do like latte art with it?
Yeah. That would be cool. Like,
yeah.
Like, because, you know what, just the straight
That's overdone. We have
that's overdone,
modern
yeah.
science. There's something yeah. you should put in your urethra that makes it look like a shooting star, you know,
okay.
or, you know, or fucking just anything else, you know.
As a gimmick, it would be cool to be able to shoot one of your own nuts out of your body and then pull it back in, like one of those old toy guns with the string
okay.
on it, you know what I mean? So just, you know, maybe slaps her and then you just pop it
like
back
a frog's tongue, like the way they get a fly, like yeah. a boing. Okay.
Yeah.
Very cool. That'd be nice. I like where yeah. we're going.
yeah.
Yeah, that
or even like if you just had like instead of it sticking out, if it was like recessed and then you had like a clitoris or something too, and then like no balls. And then like maybe like lips almost.
Oh,
yeah. That'd probably feel really good.
Okay. And if you had breasts too and you were a completely different person.
Yeah, like if I was like a little bit shorter and like my voice was a little different.
Right,
and
okay,
stuff,
yeah.
And my hands were like a little bit smaller, maybe. But yeah. That's just some over off the top shit. You know what I mean, Mike? You ever thought about transitioning?
Maybe like a handful of times, like 3 or 4 times, but it's not anything you know I think about a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but
the closest I ever got was I did a bunch of acid by myself one time.
Okay,
and I was looking in the mirror and I convinced myself that the next day I was gonna go buy a choker because I thought that would look sick as fuck on
okay.
me.
Okay.
Not like the dog things, but like just the necklaces that girls wear. I thought, I could pull that off.
Yeah.
And then the next day I woke up and I went, that's not fucking happening.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why I thought that was a cool idea. I'm glad I didn't tell anybody. I guess I just told a bunch of people, but, yeah. And I wasn't even really thinking about being a girl, but I feel like that's the first step. You know what I mean? Is choker necklace.
Yeah. I don't really want to be a girl unless I can have a big fat ass. I have a very flat ass now,
so
you know.
We could get you there. We could
you think?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We can fucking BBL you.
Okay.
Just keep going to the deli and then get you a BBL. You know, have them take off the front, give you a big fat ass.
Yeah, take it off
the
muffin.
Maybe they'll give you a 2-for-1, get some titties at the same time. I'm not sure how the fat transfers work.
Okay.
The reason I wouldn't want to be a girl is I wouldn't want to be able to lift less weight. Like, I wouldn't want to be also, I don't really want to be a girl. I wouldn't want to not have a beard. I kind of like I kind of like being able to
like go outside at night and stuff.
Pick up rocks and stuff.
Lizards.
And I like bugs. And I like talking to my dad, so
right.
You know.
I like moving furniture too much.
Yeah. I like going fishing and then for like 45 minutes and then getting really mad and just getting drunk instead.
Yeah.
I like that every time I need help moving something, none of my friends are available. But if I was a girl, then every guy I'd ever met would be like, oh, no, I'll get all my friends.
Yeah. I'll buy a truck and come to your apartment. And where do you live?
Yeah. Oh, do you need a place to stay? I'll move out of my place.
Yeah. I like being pissed off, you know, and then just like then having nowhere to put it, you know.
I like having a higher like rate of heart disease,
suicide too. Yeah, that's good stuff.
That's good for me.
Yeah, but you know,
going to prison.
I like going to prison.
I like losing $2,000 trading cryptocurrency in a day.
Yeah.
I like not being able to enjoy sports because I've bet a problematic amount of money on a 6-leg UFC parlay. Just shit when you're a guy, you know.
Yeah.
I would miss
if I transitioned to a woman, I would miss like having erectile dysfunction because it's such a huge part of who I am.
Yeah, you get on estrogen and your dick starts working.
Yeah. Like what?
You're like, listen, honey, listen. It's gonna work better, but there are some drawbacks.
Yeah,
I'm gonna be a little softer around the edges.
you start transitioning, and you're looking at your own dick, and you're going, "No, it's fine, it's great. Yeah, no, yeah, this is perfect.
It's the perfect size.
Now, this is honestly, this is great.
Yeah, this
Thank
is
you.
Just this normal size. This is perfect. Yeah, yeah. I think Thomas, I sent you one. Like the guys on TikTok that are like, really overselling the like. I think the term is gay for pussy thing where they're like, I look like a tough guy, but actually I'm like sensitive and I like listen to Phoebe Bridgers or whatever. Like, you know, like they got like the beanie on and like the fucking, you know what I mean? Like, what happened to men just like following a girl around and staring in her apartment window for 6 hours and then they get married? Like my grandparents, you know what I mean? Like the good old days.
Yeah, what happened to just finding a nice 14-year-old girl?
Like that's your second cousin, you know what I mean? And just making more people or whatever.
Do Italians get married younger?
Maybe my grandparents.
I mean, I know it's a spectrum, but you know what I mean. But
yeah, they might. I feel like it goes either way. You either get married really young, or you live with your mother till you're like 49 years old.
That's so awesome.
There are some guys on TikTok that are like, I'm never leaving my mother's house. It's great. I get my laundry done. There's always food.
I feel like the whole like incel fail son thing, like Hispanic guys and Italian guys invented
that. Yeah.
You know what
I mean?
We dodged it.
Yeah.
Like you laid the blueprint and then you were like, all right, you guys can handle it. White guys, normal white guys, you can handle this. Like they will take it. You know, you can have it.
Yeah. Yes, I do live in my mother's basement.
I love it.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah.
Every day, fresh white tees, getting a haircut every 30 minutes.
Dinosaur nuggets, spicy ketchup, the whole nine yards.
I'm playing Warhammer. It's great.
I like how we're giving this guy like a kind of Brooklyn bodybuilder type like voice. I don't know if they all sound like that, you know. I don't know if like inside cat guys from, I don't know.
The one guy that I saw on TikTok did, yeah.
That's a very funny voice to have when you live at your mom's
house. Yeah, for sure. You know?
Hey, you got to come over sometime. I'll get some chocolate milk ready.
We can watch Coco Melon. We can fucking, we can fucking eat graham crackers.
Mom, I'm on Hinge right now. Shut up.
I'm trying to talk to a girl going to Colombia. Just trying to get my dick wet, Ma. I need you out of the house.
Ma. Jesus Christ.
Ray Liotis.
Trying to talk to this NYU girl. She's going to college for stand-up comedy. That's so cool.
Ray Liotta at the beginning of Goodfellas, where he's like, all my life I wanted to live at my mom's forever. All my life I wanted to be an incel. Just cuts to him like wearing a Deadpool shirt. It's got like armpit stains. Like fucking blue screen poisoning.
As far back as I can remember, I wanted to fuck the green M&M.
Ma, I got a date lined up later. Get off my back. He heads to the M&M store.
He's like naming off all the people in the crew. He's like, there was Pepe Hitler. There was fucking a retard guy. There was shit pants, you know? And they were the guys. Man, I would love to see him, if he was still alive, do like just a fucking, like the Whale, but just like an Italian guy that never left his mom's place.
Okay.
You know. And he.
Yeah.
I don't know.
He's literally the Whale, but it's just an Italian guy, and everybody is sad to see it. He's so Italian that it's like a disability.
See, I think if you're Italian, you're either like, you either get married and you get really fat, or you live with your mother and get like super jacked. Because you don't have anyone like bothering you, you know.
That's so crazy.
You get to like live your best life.
Yeah. Wow. I'm thinking of like all the Hispanic, like all my friends that like lived at home, like Mexican guys that like, because it's kind of similar. The dynamic is like the oldest son can live at home till he's like 50, but the daughter, she's like, you need to find a whatever.
She has to find.
And
a
all
husband,
of my friends I knew that lived at home and like never went anywhere. They just randomly at 28 got like hugely jacked.
Yeah.
Because they just had nobody, you know, barking at them or whatever.
Yeah. That's kick ass. You get your laundry done. You get foot rubs, you know?
Foot?
You get
foot
fed.
Rubs.
Yeah, you get.
Yeah, you get foot jobs.
Yeah, your mom rubs your feet. Your mom just brings 150 grams of protein down to the basement every day.
She's just got like Anavar like pinned in a fucking needle for you. Hey, you go, honey. Yeah,
she brings you 30 chicken cutlets. Every day.
It's like 8 cups of rice. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome, man. What a fucking dope ass life.
One of my fantasies is that like hopefully like my father and my special needs brother will die and I can move my mother into my house. Or move into my mother's house.
Okay.
I just want to have my mother around.
That's
Don't
nice.
Tell my wife that I said that, but yeah.
Are they natural enemies?
No, they're not enemies, but they it's like a classic like mother-in-law. It's kind of like sometimes my wife gets a little annoyed by the things that my mother says, which I think is natural.
Of course. You know? Yeah, of course. My mom is she'll sometimes she'll just we'll be eating dinner and she'll be like have you seen all the migrants coming over the border? And you know, my fiance's mother is from Mexico.
Sure.
And we're just like, no, I haven't seen the clips. Well, yeah. But they're over there. There's thousands of them come pouring across the border, and it's like, awesome. Can I eat my fucking honey chipotle tenders, please?
Yeah. That's the weird thing. It doesn't seem to have much effect on like my life or anybody that I know. I don't want to judge anybody, you know, because it seems like it's a huge problem for some people, but not for me. Well, I don't care what they do.
Yeah. Well, like living in Texas. They would have you believe that like the fabric of the country is like coming unwoke like tomorrow,
right?
And
right.
Then you see the video, and it's just a bunch of guys in like Goku t-shirts, and like you know, just like old like Abercrombie and Fitch, like really tight like Arsenal jerseys and shit, just waiting in line, and you're like, are those guys supposed to kill me? Because I,
Like I work with a bunch of mostly illegal guys, but I mean all they really do is they get haircuts really often and then they like dig big holes and they'll like cook a whole pig in there every weekend.
Yeah they have like 7 girlfriends and they just you know, like they have to give a bunch of money to all of them, and it, you know,
they lose their wallet constantly. They're always losing $500 like every week.
They wear skin tight acid wash denim with square toe cowboy boots just you know to the gas station.
All my coworkers have like a horrible, like the worst car I've ever seen, and they pay like $1,200 a month for it somehow. I have no idea. Like, I seriously used to have a coworker who had to make a car payment every other day.
You told me about one.
And his car got repossessed because he went like 4 days without making a car payment or something. It was incredible.
Jesus,
he was such an asshole. It was awesome.
In my neighborhood where I grew up, there's like on every corner there's one of those like. No job needed, no credit check, buy here, pay here, we're the bank, like style, like used car dealerships. And they're all Chevy Cruises with like a quarter of a million miles on them and like no radiator. And they'll sell them to Mexican guys for like $15,000. Just get them on like an $850 a month payment forever with like 200% interest. So badass.
Jeez.
Yeah. But oh well.
Hey, you know what? It happens to the best of us. Sometimes you get fleeced.
Well, Mike, I know you're a busy man. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
You guys should check out Mike's new special.
Yeah. You got where can people watch the special, Mike?
It's on YouTube. It's called I'm Normal. Just search my name and I'm Normal. Mike Racine, I'm Normal. And I hope you watch it and like it and leave a comment.
Share, love it.
I think it's pretty good.
Check out the podcast as well.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, we got the Out for Smokes podcast that I do with Sean McCarthy and Scott Chaplin. That's a lot of fun.
Nice.
Yes.
Sir. I need to get Sean on, and we can talk about the CIA. Thomas, you can stay home.
Yeah. Any dates or anything coming up? You just announced some new dates, right?
Yeah, I'm doing. I'm going to Europe for a little bit in May, and then I got Fort Worth, Texas, on June 14th.
Hell
and
yeah.
Then I'll be in Oxnard, and I'll be in Irvine and Oxnard, California, on June 5th and 6th. So that should be fun. Tickets that you can get at microscenecomedy.com. I also got San Jose coming up, Stamford, Connecticut, a bunch of fun dates. So those are all on my website.
Nice,
badass.
Yeah.
Well, hell yeah.
Nice.
I think Europe should be fun. Sick. Have you guys ever done stand-up comedy in Europe?
No, I've only drank alcohol there, but I don't.
Yeah.
I would imagine that it's. Where in Europe are you doing?
I'm doing London, Amsterdam, Berlin, and Madrid so far.
That is sick.
So
that'll be fun.
It'll just be a vacation, I guess. If I don't.
Yeah. How long are you doing? Are you doing an hour?
Yeah, I'll do 45 to an hour.
Nice. That's badass.
Yeah.
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 I can't imagine like. I'm trying to imagine doing stand-up next to, like, at one of those German rave clubs where they all, like, wear rubber and, like, shit up their butts and shit. Like,
Yeah.
It'd be a real test of your test.
Oh, you guys want to see me shove shit up my butt? Is that what? I guess that's what. Yeah. That's what it is.
You're like bombing, and you just pull out like a big rubber black dildo. You're like, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Fucks.
Well, I guess you guys don't have children. This isn't relatable.
You guys don't reproduce out here. Oh, everybody's mad at Hitler still. Ooh.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming.
Oh, everybody's
on, Mike.
Eating duty. Thanks for having me.
Fucking sick.
All right. See you.
See you guys.
All right.